This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think this is politically a loser for the Republican Party because no one believes that you can cut literally hundreds of billions of dollars from health care and food assistance and nobody gets hurt.
Well, not surprisingly, former Senator Claire McCaskill not real thrilled with the House reconciliation bill that passed a little over an hour ago by one vote and now heads to the United States Senate. And we're fortunate enough to have Missouri Senator Josh Hawley live with us this morning. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm not surprised by Claire McCaskill's reaction to all this, but what's your take on the reconciliation bill and what's going to happen over there in the Senate?
Well, good that it's moving forward. I mean, we need to get going on this, Mark, is my view. And it comes to the Senate now, and we'll do our part. There'll be a lot of work to do, but we need to get this thing onto the president's desk. And here's the bottom line. Every working person in Missouri and every working person in the country needs a tax cut. I mean, you think about how Joe Biden punished working families. I mean, nobody could afford anything, gas, groceries, rent. People need some relief. And Donald Trump ran on giving people relief, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, a tax cut for people who have kids. And it's time for us to deliver on that.
Remind me what the majority is in the Senate, because I know for the House, it only passed by one vote with the two Republicans voting no.
We've got 53 in the Senate, so it's a tight seat. I mean, tight majority, tight number of seats. We can only lose three, and then, of course, the vice president could break a tie. So, you know, it's a slim majority. We'll have our work cut out for us. But listen, it's time to deliver on the president's agenda.
Yeah. Senator, where do you see those challenges, though? Because, you know, even the slightest change, this has to go back to the House where it only got a one vote win to begin with. Do you think that's on the tax cuts for tips and that? Is it on Medicaid? What do you think the difference is here?
Well, we'll have to dig into it and look and see. And, you know, the Senate is it's a different body with different folks, so people have their own sort of priorities. I will say that, you know, the president has been in close. Actually, I just talked to the president about this yesterday afternoon myself, so I think I've got a good sense of where his head is at and what he likes and where we're headed. I'll just say this. I mean, I think it is vital that we deliver tax relief for working people. I think we need to heed the president's instructions over and over. Do not cut Medicaid benefits. I think that's absolutely vital. We are a working class party now. We need to give working people some help. And that begins with cutting their taxes. That's what Republicans do. We need to do that. And we need to roll back all of the unbelievable Green New Deal climate change garbage spending, trillions of it, that Joe Biden did. And there's probably even more of that that could be cut out. It's so disastrous, terrible for our economy, terrible for our standing as a country. So, you know, there's plenty of work there to do.
speaking of helping people, you were in North St. Louis shortly after that tornado came through and obviously did a lot of destruction. I know you were calling out insurance companies saying, hey, you need to pay those claims in full. The other thing you did, which I thought was so crucial, was obviously I know our governor was you know, making that plea to help us with that emergency declaration, but you went straight to Kristi Noem and you're trying to get it expedited for us. Do you have any update on that, on what that looks like, how long it could take to get approved and then get the funding back?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here to Missouri.
Yeah, we actually have several disaster declaration requests that are awaiting approval. I will tell you, I talked to the president yesterday late afternoon about this. We had a good conversation about it. And I just told him, I said, listen, Mr. President, you know, we are really hurting in Missouri. St. Louis is really hurting. I talked about what I had seen on the ground there. I told him some of the stories. You know, he loves that. I mean, he loves people. He loved to hear about it. I said it is worse than the pictures would lead you to believe. And the pictures are bad. I said, but if you go and see yourself, it is very bad. And he understood that. So I'm very hopeful that there'll be some action soon. It's his decision, of course, ultimately. But, you know, Kristi Noem has promised to expedite all of these requests straight up to the president. I've spoken with him directly. So let's see. I mean, I just emphasize to everybody I've talked to, we need the help ASAP.
Senator, what is the what's your take on the delay? I mean, the not surprisingly, his critics, in fact, a lot of Democrats here in Missouri are accusing him of dragging his feet on federal assistance here. But as SEMA was in town yesterday, they said there's a process you have to go through to trigger this federal aid. Is that your understanding of it?
Yeah, it is. And frankly, I think the bottleneck is FEMA. And this has been a consistent problem, I have to tell you. I mean, we've seen this over and over in our state with natural disasters over the years. I mean, so you think about the disaster requests that are pending from a couple of months ago. I mean, the one that we suffered through last Friday, that request, actually, the governor hasn't made a formal major disaster request yet for that. So that yet has not hit the president's desk. But the ones that are pending, the ones that happened a couple of months ago, FEMA took weeks and potentially months to make a recommendation on those to the president. Now, that recommendation is required by law before it actually can go up for the president's approval. So I also spoke to the FEMA administrator in the last 24 hours and made clear to him, listen, we cannot have these requests lingering and languishing forever in some bureaucratic bottleneck. You need to push these things out. We need to get these to the president. Again, we are in need in the state of Missouri. People are hurting. We need help. And Missourians have paid their fair share here into FEMA and all these other taxes. Now, when we need relief, we want to be able to get it. So I've grown very impatient with the long wait that FEMA has put us through. And I will just tell you, Mark, that, you know, we hear all of this about all from the Democrats. Oh, FEMA, it's the best agency in the world. Really? I mean, really? In Missouri, what we found over and over again is that too often it's slow. They don't get the damage assessments right. They don't get the awards to people who deserve it. So I'm just going to be watching very closely here. I've made it very clear to everybody involved. We need this damage relief. We need it quickly. And FEMA really is the one here that needs to expedite this stuff.
Yeah. Senator Josh Hawley, our guest this morning. I heard part of your cross-examination of some of those insurance executives where there's been evidence that they got people intentionally dragging their feet and denying claims. You had a message for them as well, right?
Yeah, the message is pay out your claims, beginning with the people in our state. A lot of people now are going to be submitting claims because the damage, the loss is huge, just huge, in St. Louis, in southeast Missouri, and then from those storms in Mid-Mo and southwest Missouri, other places earlier in the year. So I've sent a letter, Mark, to every single major insurer in the state of Missouri, and I've warned them. I've said, listen, you know, these people, our people, have paid in their premiums faithfully. Now it's your turn to honor your contract and to pay out the policies in full when people submit claims. I've set up a hotline. I invite anybody who's listening here who's having any trouble with their insurer, go to my hotline, go to my webpage. You just Google it, you can find it, or just call my office, any of my offices. Call them. We will help you. But if people are having trouble, I want to know about it. And to the insurers, my message is, if you don't pay out these claims like you're obligated to, you're going to get a subpoena from me.
When it comes to getting the disaster declaration and then that federal funding, what's the criteria? Is it a certain dollar amount? Because I know they're saying, what, $1.6 billion, 5,000 buildings destroyed. What are they looking for?
There's a whole series of criteria in the statute having to do with the dollar amount, scope of the damage. Then you can also get, folks can get what we call individual assistance. So individuals can get direct relief from FEMA. That's going to be important in this case because, again, I will just tell you, walking these streets earlier this week, talking to folks, so many folks I talked to didn't have insurance. You know, I'd ask them, how are you coming with your insurance? And they'd say, well, Josh, actually, you know, I don't have any. My home, you know, I got it from my grandma, or I bought it from a family member, don't have a mortgage on it. You know, these are homes in many cases in these wonderful neighborhoods that have been in families for years. If people don't get individual relief from FEMA, they're not going to get anything, which means those homes aren't going to be rebuilt. So I've emphasized this to the FEMA administrator, and this is why FEMA is on the ground now, which is good, and they're doing their assessments, which they have to do in order to get that disaster declaration officially in front of the president. But again, they need to move on this, and they need to fully capture the scope of the damage because it is very, very extensive. People need the help.
Yep. Senator, one last question. I saw where you're pushing for the DOJ to kind of crack down these mifepristone regulations. That's the abortion pill for people that don't know.
Well, you know, what happened is Joe Biden came into office, the most rabidly pro-abortion president in American history, and he removed all of the safety protocols that are around these chemical abortion drugs. And these are drugs now that can cause, as we've seen in a recent study that was just done, major, major adverse health events. That's the technical language. We're talking about hemorrhaging. We're talking about sepsis. We're talking about life-threatening events. Over 10% of women who take them experience, over 10%, that's a massive number, experience a serious adverse health event. And the Biden administration didn't care. They came in and said, you know what, the rules are that, well, a physician has to prescribe this, and a physician has to screen for an ectopic pregnancy, and a physician needs to be on hand to administer the drug. They gutted all of those. Now a telehealth provider who's not a doctor in India can send the drugs, mail them into Missouri or any other state. This is ridiculous, Mark. And it also, it's designed to undercut our voters deciding how we want to protect life. It doesn't matter now what Missouri passes because they just mail it into the state. That needs to change. We need to put safety protocols back on these drugs and also honor the will of the people of Missouri.
Yeah, thank you for working on that. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Senator Josh Hawley there. Glad to hear he's working on that because he's right. It's allowing people to conduct their own abortions, and there are serious health risks that the Biden administration just chose to ignore. They don't care. As long as they can have more abortions, it's disturbing. All right, coming up, we'll get former Senator Jim Talent in here and pick his brain over maybe the challenges they face trying to get this reconciliation bill through the Senate. We'll be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.